Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, Rachel, thanks so much for introducing today. You know, here at Sugar Hill Church, one of the things we're really excited about is how do we help everyday people find this extraordinary lifestyle of walking with Christ? And our belief is that we are always a people that are becoming something else. Christ alive inside of us is becoming more, and we as a result grow more, and so we're all becoming something. And discovering what that is and the steps to get that's a big deal. So this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, we'll have a really cool teaching time in the worship center on becoming, and it'll be becoming strong. And then right behind that, and at the same time, we'll have an hour of breakout sessions at 9:30 and 11 with a couple series that is all about you becoming all God wants you to be. But for today, let's go back to the 23rd Psalm. I mentioned this a couple of days ago when we talked about opening up this book called Living Without Lack. I found it to be one of the most unbelievable books, that one of those like, oh wow, I didn't see that one coming, even though I've known the 23rd Psalm forever. What happens is we begin to examine the conditions of the 23rd Psalm, and it opens up with this thought, and this is where we probably have to work at putting into practice the words that we believe are really true in Psalm 23. Like I mentioned that the Lord truly is my shepherd. How do I know that? Because I'm in the care of Christ. I'm not all by myself. I'm not the one that has to be in charge. He is. I've taken my little kingdom with a little K, and I've surrendered it to the big K kingdom of God. I am living with God. I am trusting in Christ. I am allowing to be driven by the Spirit of God. The Lord is my shepherd. And what follows from that? I shall not want. Now, when I look at this book and I look at big takeaways, the first one is how I uttered the words, the Lord is my shepherd. Because I didn't say it like that. I said, the Lord is my shepherd. If I could italicize that and embolden that, then I think I'm getting to the point of the first part of Psalm 23, which is the Lord is my shepherd. If I'm lonely, he is there. If I am weepy, he is there. If I am tired, he is there. If I am worried or filled with anxiety, he is there. The Lord is my shepherd. Don't you want him to be yours? And here's the great thing. All you have to do is invite him in. Or if you've already done so, turn him loose. Right behind it, he says, I shall not want. Now, that's the natural result. That's what this book says. So the life without lack says the natural result of the Lord being my shepherd is that I'm not going to have want for anything. I shall not lack anything. That's what Jesus says. If you go over to Matthew's gospel in chapter 6, this is what he says. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now listen to the end of that. And everything else will be added. Wow, I mean, we're talking everything here. Because if we are in his care, if we're under his care, if we are directing by him, then literally the Lord will walk us through every need and every challenge. The text goes on and says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Okay, that one, when I heard that the first time really as a little boy, was at my grandpa's funeral, my mom's dad. And I remember thinking, I don't know if I want to lay down in pastures because there's all kind of stuff that makes me itch there. Well, listen to what the text I believe is saying. What kind of sheep lies down in a green pasture? Think about it now. It's a sheep that's full. His belly is full. He came to a green pasture because this is what they need to grow. This is what they need to be sustained. So if a sheep is in a green pasture and she's not full, she'll be eating, not lying down. So think about that. There's purpose behind a sheep lying down in green pastures. Watch that. We are the sheep. Now, you know, I've heard this since I was a kid, and I've always been insulted when people say it, but truly, I mean, sheep are dumb. But for them to be full and their belly to be full, they have received everything they need to take a nice rest in that pasture. And then the text says, and he leads me beside still waters. A sheep that is being led beside those kind of waters is a sheep that's not thirsty. Because if he's being led by the still waters. He's not stopping to have to drink in the water. Jesus said to the woman at the well, you'll remember this over in John chapter 4. Jesus said, whoever drinks of this water, well, listen, will thirst again. He's talking about the literal water in that well. But then he doubles down and he says, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, bringing up into everlasting life. I love these two pieces of this story. He makes me to lie down full. My belly is full. I've walked away from the table and I feel contented. So I lay down to rest. And then a little later, the Lord comes by and he leads me beside still waters. Nothing brings peace into my life like the geographical change from Atlanta traffic to peaceful waters. You see, a sheep being led beside that still water, they're not thirsty. It's just like Jesus said, when we take him on, within us, the Spirit of God wells up this incredible fountain that says you're never going to thirst for what the world offers you again. You see, if we believe the Lord is my shepherd, emphasis on my shepherd, and that we're not going to have any want, then that means when we lie down in green pastures and we're being led beside still waters, then my shepherd is proving that I have all that I need and he is caring for me. My friend, today, take Psalm 23 and invest time into memorizing these thoughts that he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, which allows me to find peace. And when I am at peace, I make great decisions. But you know the great thing about being at peace? When I am at peace, I prove that I'm not living on my own. I'm living with him. He is the source of all peace.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.